Today we learned Shabbos Daf Ayin. The Gemara starts out by comparing the second and third cases of the first mission of the Parak. Maishna Reishna, Maishna Seifa. The Gemara questions, why is it that when somebody is shogeg about Shabbos and mazed about Malachos, he only brings one Karban Chatos? Meaning, a person who didn't realize that it was Shabbos, he knew the concept of Shabbos, didn't realize that it was Shabbos, and then he kept on violating Shabbos after Shabbos, not realizing that it's Shabbos, he only brings one Karban Chatos. Whereas when a person is shogeg about the Malachos, but mazed about Shabbos, he does know that he only brings one Karban Chatos for each Shabbos in that case. But when a person is shogeg about Malachos, but mazed about Shabbos, he brings separate karbonos for each malacha he has violated. So the Gemara gives two opinions. Amar of Safra, kan mi idias Shabbos hu poresh, kan mi idias malacha hu poresh. If he would stop doing malacha when finding out it is Shabbos, he only brings one karbon. But if he would only stop each malacha when finding out about each malacha, then he'd be chayv separately for each. Amar of Nachman, Hasam chada shkaga hacha tu v'shkaga savyan. When he's shogeg about Shabbos and mazed about malacha, all of the violations can be traced to a single shogeg. But when he's shogeg about malachos, his violations are based on multiple shkagos, and therefore he's going to bring multiple karbanos. The Gemara then was on to discuss how we know the general concept of chiluk malachos, that a person is obligated separately for each malacha he violates, and it's not just one general thing called malacha Shabbos, but they chayv separately for dochin and borer and bishul and all the different malachos. So the Gemara presents three opinions. First opinion, Amar Shmuel, Amar Kramach, Aleha Mos Yimas, Misos Harbe El Chil Lechad. By using a double expression of Misa and a single expression of Chil Shabbos, the Torah indicates that a person could be chayv multiple Misos or Korbanos for a single Shabbos that he violates. Rabbi Nosson Omer, second opinion, Havar Lechalik Yatzis. The Torah singles out Havar Los, Havar Oish B'chol Mosh Vosechem, from all the 39 Malachos to indicate that a person is chayv separately for each Malacha that he violates. Parenthetically, Rabbi Nosson derives that there are 39 categories of Malacha from the pasuk that says Eile Hadavarim. The word Devarim is plural to indicate two Malachos. The extra hey in Hadvarim indicates a third malacha, and the gematria of Eile indicates another 36 malachos for a total of 39. Shmuel does not accept this source of Rabbi Nosson, and that's why Shmuel uses the pasuk Mechalel Mosimas, because he believes Havara Lelav Yatzis, that Havara is singled out because it is a lower level listener, not to demonstrate that each malacha is distinct. The third shita of how we know that there are chiluk malachos for Shabbos is Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi Yomer va'asa me'achas me'hena. So Yidashin's achas shehi'hena. The Torah indicates that sometimes you can violate one iser, achas, and it counts as if he violated many isurim, heina, if he violated Shabbos by doing multiple malachos. That's one iser of Shabbos, but it turns out that we count it as heina, as many, many violations, because there were many different malachos that he had done. Rabbi Yossi also learns two other halachos from that pasuk of me'achas me'heina. First, that even if a person intended to write a long word like Shimon, and he only wrote Shin Mem, shame, he's chayiv for violating Kosev. And second, from the Mem in Mehena, we learn that a person is chayiv for Toldos as well. Shmuel would use the pasuk to teach those two additional halachos. He agrees to those, but he would not teach chiluk malachos from this pasuk. Like we said, Shmuel is the first opinion holds that we learn chiluk malachos from Mechalel Hamos Yimas. Helem zev zev yadam mahu. The Gemara then discusses, if a person forgot that it was Shabbos and forgot that the malachos he was doing are aser, and he violates many malachos, how many karbanos does such a person bring? Should he bring one karban since he was shogeg b'Shabbos, or should he bring separate karbanos for each malacha since he was shogeg about many different malachos as well? So the Gemara quotes two opinions. Rav Nachman Amar Eino Chayev Ela Achas. Rav Nachman holds he's only Chayev one karban. Rav Ashi Amar Chayev Al Kol Achas V'Achas. He's obligated separately for each malacha. The Gemara brings a proof from the Mishnah and Dafayin Gimel against Rav Nachman, because the Mishnah indicates that if somebody violates all 39 malachos, he brings 39 karbanos, which would necessarily mean that he was shogeg about both the malachos and Shabbos. Since if he doesn't know about any of the malachos, he must not know anything about Shabbos. So, and we still hold that he's chayv separately for each malacha. So there are two ways to answer this proof. First way is, if you hold that a person is called shogeg, even if he knows that a malacha is aser, and he just didn't know that there's a chi of kares for doing it, the Mishnah may be speaking about a case where he violated all 39 malachos, knowing that they were aser, but not knowing that they were chayiv kares. Second possible explanation is The Mishnah may be speaking about a case where the guy knew it was Shabbos, but his understanding of Shabbos was limited to knowing the concept of Tchum Shabbos. He didn't know about any melachos, and that assumes, like Rabbi Akiva, that Tchum Shabbos is Doraisa. So it's possible to know about Shabbos, even if you don't know about any of the melachos.